the pursuit of power, perks, and position. It is an unbelievable thing. But, friends, here is James Woolsey, former director of the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, that says of this book, this remarkable book will change the way you look at intelligence, foreign affairs, the press, and much else besides. I think you know that's absolutely true. Disinformation, your gift of $20 or more to Save America Ministries will put the $26 hardbound book in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. We have the DVD, $24. That's on our website, saveus.org. But if you want the combination of the two, just $38, we'll put them both in your hands, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Now, become a partner with us, will you? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Pat Wood, who's been at this game for a long time, certainly in the latter part of the 1970s. He was working with our good friend Anthony Sutton, and going into the background of the Trilateral Commission, this subversive group that really controls our country today. Certainly it's no accident that, and if you read Pat Woods, you'll find that this is documentable, that certainly between 1977 and the year 2009, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States came to the membership roles now of the Northern California chapter of the Trilateral Commission, and there's never been more than 85, 87 members of the organizations. Six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, including the current president of the World Bank, eight of the 10 World Trade Representatives, seven of the 12 Secretaries of State, and nine of the 12 Secretaries of Defense all came from this small subversive group whose dedication is not to America, but to this internationalist dream. And of course, behind them are the powerful occult theosophical ideas, this idea of a world government that comes from the other dimension. And this is what most people really don't understand, is that there are powerful supernatural forces that are energizing this movement towards the New World Order, the New World Financial System, and the New World religion, which will involve the destruction of Christianity. Well, we've got Pat on the line, and we're going to be talking about what's going on financially, and because of the debates that are going on today, you know, should we certainly shut down the government? What should we do? How should we handle the financial problems that we face today? And basically, they're all talking about the wrong issues. It's not a matter of Obamacare, as abominable as the Unaffordable Care Act is. The major issue is no country can continue spending more than it's taking in. When you have a budget, you either have to suddenly increase the taxes or you have to decrease the spending or do both. But you've got to bring it back in balance. And we're so far out of balance and certainly headed towards a total disaster. Patrick Wood, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Well, hello, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I'm going to let you pick up the story. People know my views. I want them to hear your views.
Well, okay. I'm not sure my views are a whole lot different tonight. There are definitely multiple problems that are facing our country right now. There is a short-term issue with whether or not you know, the Treasury might default on any debt. But that's not really the main issue. That could result, by the way, in a drop of one of the rating agencies on U.S. debt. That would be pretty catastrophic to the Treasury, because they'd have to pay more interest on every dime that they owe people. But that's a short-term problem right now. The longer-term problem is our debt continues to go through the roof, and there doesn't seem to be anything that can stop it at this point. Nobody has any will to cut back on expenses. Nobody has the will to raise taxes. And so the spending just continues into deficit territory. And obviously, this cannot go on forever. And I was thinking about Greece today and how Greece hit the brick wall of financial irresponsibility. And there must have been a time several years ago that Greece was exactly in the same position the United States was in. And nobody thought it could happen to them. Nobody thought that there would ever be a day of accountability. And so they continued to borrow money. And then it finally hit the wall, and Greece just, you know, went down like in flames.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with Pat Wood.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Patrick was talking about certainly the devastating influence of what's going on financially. The fact that certainly Greece was in the position we are today a few years ago, they did not cut back on their spending, and Greece is a basket case today with 50% or more unemployment for the youth, 26, 27 unemployment. They acknowledge for their adults, and certainly a progressive contraction of the economy. The living standards are dropping precipitously, and because, of course, they're part of the European Union, they can't inflate their way out of the mess they're in. They can't certainly cut back on their spending because, of course, they do not control their currency. And so it would be right now America can get out of the hole we're in. All we do is just print more money and more money and more money. But, you know, Patrick, there's a time about, two or three months ago when there was a series of articles in Newsweek magazine. And the first one was written by a man named Richard Haass, and I know you know who Richard is. He is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, member of the Trilateral Commission. And basically, I picked this up, you know, I recognized his name right away. And I said, I wanted to see what he had to say. And he basically said, we are on a road to disaster from our spending. We've got to cut back on our spending or raise taxes or do both. And if we don't do this, the whole financial system is coming down. It may not happen, but I'm not optimistic. We've got to have a dramatic decrease in our spending and get our financial house in order. And the following week, an article by Zygmunt Brzezinski, and the following week, another one by another member of the Trilateral Commission, or CFR, all saying the same thing, three successive weeks in articles in Newsweek magazine. And I read that, they sounded just like Pat Wood, just like me. And basically, I'm wondering, what is this really all about? Well, I don't know. You probably didn't hear it earlier this evening, but apparently the Republicans have come up with this temporary holding off, certainly the debt ceiling for about 6 weeks. And what are they proposing? Why, they're proposing that the government decrease spending. They're suggesting that the people who are on Medicare, who are well off financially, would pay more for the Medicare. I didn't get the entire scenario, but I suspect that they're going to suggest that the people who certainly are on Social Security not be allowed to retire until they get to an older age, much sooner. And basically, they're making some logical financial suggestions. But the one I got just as the news was coming on was that they were going to increase the cost of Medicare for senior citizens who can afford to pay for it. Now, nobody wants to pay more for their insurance. I don't want to pay far more for my Medicare insurance, but if it's going to help to save the country, it's going to have to be. And basically, what a unique idea. Somebody's saying what really needs to be done. We've got to decrease spending, and we've got to increase taxes.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, it's a little bit, we're in a position a little bit like a patient who comes in who has a series of huge boils, and they're festering, and they're sore, and the person can't sit down, and you as a doctor tell them, well, if we don't take care of these, you're going to hurt really, really badly, and you might die. And he says, oh, that's terrible. Well, what can we do? He says, well, so you say, well, we can operate on them and cut them out, but that's going to really hurt, and you could die. And the patient says, well, what's the difference between the two? And you say, well, basically, either way, it's going to hurt a lot, and you might die. There's nothing we can do in this country right now to alleviate our situation without major, major pain. Europe has already proven, ironically, that austerity has a completely counterintuitive impact on the economy, because the government is such a big spender in the economy, especially in the United States, that if our government cut back all of its disbursements of cash by 10%, our entire economy would just crumble. But if we don't, we will crumble because of the debt burden eventually. So what do? Do you spend or do you pull back? Well, there really is no easy answer. Logically, you say, we've got to spend less. And I would agree with that. But if we do that, we must be ready to take the pain that's going to come along with it and live through it. And I would say, that there's going to come a point when if Americans choose this route, they're just going to have to write it off as part of getting over the disease. You just sometimes you just got to hunker down and take the pain and live through the worst of it. Maybe you'll be a little bit delusional along the way or have a very high fever, whatever, but you will get through it and you'll come out better on the other end for it. We could take that path today probably and live through it. If we don't, we'll end up like Greece, where we may well not live through it, and we may just go into a permanent depression. So there really are no easy options right now.
Well, there certainly aren't any easy options, but I was amazed that the Republicans are coming up with something that really, at least the latter part of what I heard, really sounded like, oh, something's going to have to be, what should be done. And basically, of course, it's going to create a lot of dissension. Nobody, certainly most people on Social Security wouldn't want to raise certainly the, or anyway, take any cut in Social Security or raise the age of retirement. Most people on Medicare would not want to have to pay more for it. But if you're going to maintain the system, you've got to do that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, Pat, my understanding is that certainly some of the Scandinavian countries got into trouble 4 or 5 years ago because they found out that socialism doesn't work. Even Sweden had to recognize that all of these wonderful socialist programs didn't work, and they've actually dramatically cut back on a lot of their socialism, not only in Sweden, but in Finland and Norway. And apparently after certainly 3 or 4 years of suffering, their economies are doing very well up there. But they did what was right economically. Have you heard about that? I'm sure you have.
Well, absolutely. And that's just a case in point that that if the slate is wiped clean, so to speak, a country can rebound very quickly. But the question is, how do we wipe our slate clean? And if we reduce spending to any significant degree, because the public has already reduced spending to some extent themselves, so if the government also reduces spending, the risk is that it could throw us into outright deflationary depression. And you and I both have listened to Ben Bernanke very carefully over the last few years and try to read between the lines what he's saying. And Bernanke has been driven with quantitative easing, mostly because of fear of deflation, of entering into deflation. And they tried to jack up inflation to 2 to 3, 4% by putting all this money into the economy. It hasn't worked. Instead, things have gone down. Gold continues to go down, which is a pretty good indicator of inflation versus deflation. And this has been Bernanke's biggest fear, that if the government doesn't spend and if liquidity isn't jacked into the system, that the system's going to freeze up and fail. So, we're just between such a rock and a hard place right now. If we really do cut back, somewhere along the way, we're going to have to default on some debt, because we simply do not have enough money to pay it all off. And I dare say if we were to renege on our debt to our foreign debtors, they wouldn't be too happy about that, especially the Chinese, and especially the Japanese. I don't think they'd like that one bit. It would probably, get us kicked out of the World Trade Organization. That could be a very good thing, though, actually. And it would just, pretty much reset our economy back to zero. I think we could, on the other hand, I think we could recover very quickly if we got rid of all that baggage.
I think, of course, what most people don't understand is that this old adage is said, figures don't lie, but liars figure, and most of them work for the government. And basically, they keep telling us, well, the economy isn't that good. We're going up at maybe 2-2.5% growth in GDP every year or something like that. They come up with these figures. But, of course, what they are doing is when they calculate the increase in growth domestic product, they do not take into account inflation. The real inflation rate is running 8-9%. If you look at the increase in cost of energy from 4 years ago, you look at the increase in price in food from 4 years ago. 4 years ago, gasoline was $1 a gallon, certainly $1.50 a gallon. Certainly, food has gone up 146%, certainly in the last 4 years. And basically, if you look at it that way, and you look at the inflation rate and the gross domestic product, we are are in a recession, and they're simply lying to us. They tell us about the unemployment rate. Oh, it's down to 7.6 or 7.5%. But that's the U2 unemployment. And they figure that most people are too dumb to know the difference between U2 and U3 and U6. And that's why people need to listen to programs like this one, and certainly read Pat Wood's material. The material comes from John Williams. Because if you look at the U6 figures, U6 unemployment figures put out by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Why? Because the U6 unemployment is over 14%. That is the unemployed, the underemployed, and those who've given up looking for work. And if you calculate it the way we did in 1990, why, of course, it's really over 22 or 23%. So basically, of course, you can't keep changing the definitions. That's what they do. Well, we are in real trouble, ladies and gentlemen, financially. We are on a recession. Basically, the only way out of it is going to be to bite the bullet and simply do cut back on government spending and increase taxation. It's not going to be popular. The Republicans may lose by doing it, but the elite want this. This is what people don't understand. When Richard Haass of the Trilateral Commission says we're going to have to get spending under control, we are. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years,
Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Patrick Wood. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. If you have a question, and suddenly during the time, during the break, why suddenly Patrick was saying he was reading an article that basically consumers all over the world, not just in the United States, but all over the world, are hoarding cash. They're pulling back. Certainly on the expenditures, and they're putting money, whether it's whatever, it's greenbacks or redbacks or whatever the color of the currency, they're putting it into the banks, even though they may not necessarily be getting much of a return on it. Maybe they're investing it in bonds, but people are hoarding cash. And I've read exactly the same thing, only I can certainly attest to this firsthand because, of course, we run a mail order business to finance what we do. And basically, in the past, why certainly we've been able to do fairly well, certainly at least fund. We have to pay a small staff. I don't take a salary. My wife doesn't take a salary, but we have to pay our small staff. And then we have to pay for radio broadcasts all across the country and all of the things that go into it, the shortwave and the answering service and the insurance and a myriad of things. And we have noticed, you know, it used to be people would send in large orders for, $100, $200 worth of books, and they're not doing that anymore. In fact, the one thing that we certainly is helping to sustain us are vitamins and minerals. And fortunately, people are buying these and certainly are willing to invest in that. But and we've heard this from other certainly other businesses, people who sell gold and silver, our friends. And the whole world financial market as far as precious metals is drying up. And we go down to the stores, the major stores, and there are not as many cars in the parking lot. And I think this is a very astute observation. I think people all over the world know there's a problem. They don't believe, certainly, the government figures that tell us that we have a growing GDP. I think that they know the GDP is down. I think that you're absolutely right. I think that they're basically, I think that we are on the edge of a major recession because, as you pointed out, if we do, if the government stops spending, why, of course, we're going to obviously we're going to move into a real recession.
Well, it is. And the magnitude of this this global hoarding is also interesting, Dr. Stan. The article says that this flight to safety on a global scale is unprecedented since the end of World War II. And if you consider the fright that the entire world had during World War II, it was a very uncertain time for every country in Europe, certainly for Americans as well. It was an economic shock to the finances of individuals, and basically people, would just take whatever money they could get their hands on and throw it under their mattress and protect it with their life. They did that all over the world. And so this study is saying that nothing like that has happened until today. And that's very serious. This is a multi-generational issue, not just something that happened because of the last 5 or 10 years of economic whatever. This is something that goes back a long, long way. We're dealing with a trend, an overall economic trend that is so much bigger than anything that's happened in even the last 5 to 10 years that we can't hardly describe how serious it could be. The last time around a trend popped this big, brought on the Great Depression, starting in the early 1930s, and it just wrecked our country for a number of years. Very difficult for us to get back up on our feet again. We're facing that same kind of magnitude today if somebody doesn't start doing something, you know, whether it be Congress, financial authorities, or whatever, to counter it today. I don't see that happening. seems like people are just playing games still, whether they're with the Fed, whether they're with the Bank for International Settlement, whether our Congress, whether the Obama administration. Basically, they're just, you know, putting shadow figures on the wall for everybody to look at, but it's not touching the real issue.
And I think they're lying about the GDP. I think they're lying about inflation. I think they're lying about unemployment. Right now, we have Jim calling from Michigan. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Jim, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. How are you doing, Mr. Woods?
Fine.
It's amazing to me when you talk to other people that really the answers are common sense, such as the one that you had mentioned, the spending. We all have to, you know, hurt a little bit. You have to hurt on a personal level if you have a personal budget that you're not meeting and you have goals. And on a higher level, like a government level, you have to take the hurt. So cutting the spending is very obvious. Cut it down to the bare minimum. Hey, we have a lot of programs that we're spending a hell of a lot of money on. We just don't need. I don't even think government was meant to fund all these programs.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Jim calling from Michigan, and Jim is saying, look, we're not going to get America straightened out until we bring the jobs back to the United States, and they're not going to do that. And I said, unless, of course, we reward our companies for coming back. Well, basically, of course, the way you bring your corporations back is you certainly enforce the standard tax laws. Basically, we reward our corporations for going overseas. If you're a corporation, you move overseas, you don't pay any taxes on the money you make overseas, and of course, you suddenly are taxed if you bring it back to America. So we reward our corporations for going overseas. And if you are suddenly audacious enough to stay in America and be an American corporation, we're going to charge a 35%, one of the highest corporate levels in the world. Why do we do that? Because our leaders are globalists and they want our corporations to go overseas because we want to raise living standards in other countries and lower them here. And then, of course, what we need are tariffs to favor our industries. That's what tariffs are all about. But nobody talks about the logical things. They want you to think that they're doing everything or they don't know what to do. Of course they know what to do. Very, very simple things that would solve the problems. And we could get America back online. It is simply that our leaders' loyalty is not to America, but to this globalist dream. The subversives control America today. And this is what it's all about. The Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, these are subversive organizations. Patrick, what are your response?
Well, they are, Dr. Stan, and they have been doing this. They've been at this for, since 1973 now, 40 years. And they've had virtual transparency for all that time. Nobody's really paid attention to them. And they have captured the entire trade mechanism of our executive branch. They have manipulated it to their own ends. They've created trade agreements and treaties that have favored them and not favored us. And they basically have turned our own system against us. And as long as these people are in power behind the scenes, our nation will never have a chance to recover from the sorry condition it's in today. That's just a fact. We've said that for 30 years now, that these people have to be removed from influence in our government, especially from the trade mechanism that drives our economy, because they have used that to not only line their own pocket with trillions of dollars, but they've used it against us to destroy our country.
Amen to that. Anything else you want to say, Jim, before we let you go?
No, that was about it. My final point I didn't finish up, and I just wanted Mr. Wood's opinion on it. I have mentioned it a couple times before. Please don't ask me how exactly, but I do know that we put a man on the moon. I do know that we started a great country several centuries ago. Here's the question. We got to take out the trash on Tuesday. We all know they're crooked. We need a Republican replacement party. And we need a Democratic replacement party.
Okay.
We need a new two-party system. Leave the other ones alone. They're called Democrats and Republicans. Something, a movement, just refer to it as a movement, not a new independent party, not anything like that. Two new parties that would, in essence, get rid of the Democrats, get rid of the Republicans that are in there. Call it what you want. New Republican Party, New Democratic Party, Replacement Party, Democrat Replacement Party, Republican. Call it what you will. I'm going to hang up and listen to your answer, Mr. Woods. Please tell me what's flawed about that idea.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Would you like to comment on Jim's remarks?
Well, only to say, Dr. Stan, as you know, there are plenty of people that are calling for at least a third party right now. I think there's a lot of Democrats that are completely fed up with the Democrat Party, and I know for a fact there's a lot of Republicans that are fed up with the Republican Party. The problem is, at this point, I guess, you could say we have the Tea Party out there, but, you know, the problem is right now, nobody can get enough political traction to really counter these two giant parties in our country. They've got so much machinery already embedded in our country that getting them all uprooted may well just tear our country apart by itself. These people don't want to go. Political power never wants to give up political power. That's the problem. and it will hold on to it until either until death or until their fingers get broken or whatever. They're just simply, nobody has the will to voluntarily give up the power that they already have.
Well, I do think that the Tea Party is doing a good job, and I think they're good Democrats or good Republicans, and we need to get behind the good people, irrespective of what party they're in. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Patrick, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get in touch with your information, because Patrick has some of the greatest information out there. He is the country's leading expert on the Trilateral Commission going back to the late 1970s, and he's been on the front lines of this battle along with me, or I've been on it with him. During this time, how can people get in touch with you, get your information? And I understand you put out a financial advice newsletter, which has been, well, but fairly accurate in recent years. Go right ahead.
Well, my website, Dr. Stan, is augustforecast.com. It's August like the month, F-O-R-E-C-A-S-T. And all of my information on the Trilateral Commission and my related studies on technocracy are on the website, easily discoverable. And I also do have a live forecasting service that's published 5 days a week. And the fee is nominal, but it's a live service, like I said. And anytime I post something throughout the day, it appears instantly on the subscribers' control panel. So that's available on my website as well. And anybody's welcome to come and check it out.
All right, fine. And let's go to Mike, who's calling us in from Scotts Valley. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the big problem is really, Patrick, that nobody wants to call the Trilateral Commission what it is. The Council on Foreign Relations, these are subversive organizations. Their goal is simply to utilize the financial and military power of the United States to subvert this nation, to use to create this one world government, and to destroy certainly our constitutional system, to centralize all power in Washington, D.C. Anybody out there who's interested, I have a publication of the People's World 50 years ago, 1963. And what does it call for? It calls for their plan. What do they want? They want a federal educational system, a federal labor system, a federal control over every aspect of our endeavor. They want federal laws to expand, to touch everybody's life. And during the past 50 years, that's exactly what's happened. If any of you out there would like a copy of this, well, it's a full page from the People's World 50 years ago. I subscribed to the People's World at that time. I copied it, and we have copies. We'll be glad to send them to you. You can see what the communists were advocating 50 years ago, and almost all of it has come to pass, but not because of the communists. Communism has been funded from its inception by this little group called the Council on Foreign Relations, the people behind them. But basically, communism is as phony as a $3 bill. You need to hear my interview with Norman Dodd. You need to see my interview with Anthony Sutton on the best enemies money could buy. The interview with Norman Dodd is called The Dangerous Deception. Mr. Dodd was the leader of a congressional investigation of the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the Carnegie Foundation in 1953 and 1954. And basically, he simply lays it all out. He talks about an interview with Rowan Gaither, president of the Ford Foundation, who said, "Mr. Dodd, would you like to know what we're really doing here at the Ford Foundation? Let me tell you. We are operating under presidential instruction to so alter life in America that one day we can be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union." And Norman Dodd said, "Well, Mr. Gaither, will you tell the American people?" And Mr. Gaither said, "Of course not." And because the last thing they want you to know is it's all phony. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Mike from Scotts Valley, go right ahead.
Okay, a couple of quick comments and a question for the guest. As Dr. Stan reminds us, the battle is spiritual. Foundationally, it's spiritual. But spiritual forces come planet will use physical linkage to, you know, further their cause and their need. For the United States, at the core of it is, you know, the physical linkage is the financial system, this Federal Reserve currency that we've allowed collectively, that we use as our exchange. It's problematic, and it's the brick and mortar for what's been allowed to happen on the physical level of what we have now. You know, there's the spiritual level of it too. So it seems to me that short of, you know, realizing that, hey, we need to get back on a just weight measure here, that we're going to be dealing with branch problems that don't really go back to the root of a just weight measure. That's also a spiritual condition of needing to repent as a people. But physically, you know, this currency that we're collectively bartering in, Federal Reserve notes, man, it's wicked. And it allows for manipulation to take place where the wealth of the people gets robbed. And Dr. Stan, you know the quote of, give me control of the nation's currency and I care not who makes their laws. My question for the guest is, short of, you know, getting back on a just weight measure, how would we intervene in the spiritual forces being allowed to further the robbing of people for diligent work, honorable work, and this whole Federal Reserve system? It seems like we can keep on attacking things from different angles, and unless we get to the root of the problem this way.
All right, Ryan, let's see what Patrick has to say. And Mike's point is, look, this is a spiritual battle. And he's absolutely right. I mean, we can talk all we want to about the politics and the history. It's a spiritual battle. And Mike is saying, look, how are we going to solve this thing if we don't get back to the spiritual part of it?
Well, I would, as you know, Dr. Stan, I have studied the spiritual aspect also for quite some time, and I do agree with you that it is there is a spiritual warfare going on in the world today, all over the world. And it's unfortunate that I believe that the church at large in our country, and I could say in Europe as well, but the church in our country at this point has pretty much been co-opted by the same globalist forces that have taken us over in the political arena and in the economic arena. And that's a very sad development to discover that the mainline church in our country seem to be going along with these people rather than fighting them or at least resisting them. And, you know, it would appear that those who are left that are saying, no, don't go that way, are very much in a minority. And I'm not sure that they by themselves will be able to do a whole lot. Of course, your spiritual preparation personally is extremely important in the world that we live in. And every person has to have their own relationship with Jesus Christ and develop that relationship on a personal basis. If you have opportunity to do something outside of your own family, like in your community or whatever, certainly you should try and do it. But we must remember that the system of this world, that is the cosmos, if you will. That's a Greek word that simply means arrangement. And the cosmos of this world is most definitely controlled by what the Bible calls the God of this world. That's a direct reference to Satan, the God of this world. And so we're fighting, we're struggling in his arena. And, you know, we walk circumspectly. But nevertheless, we must engage the culture. We must engage the, you know, the politicians, et cetera, et cetera. And so we kind of walk a tightrope everywhere we go. It's not an easy thing to figure out many times. But definitely, we know it's a spiritual battle. Definitely, we know that many people are not spiritually prepared. Definitely, we know that the church is being co-opted by the global elite that are already in control of our political and our economic world. And, you know, I have to say in that regard that people like Peter Drucker, who died in 2002, the great management consultant from the 1900s, Peter Drucker would be thrilled today to know that his famous three-legged stool was virtually complete. That is, economic, political, and the social, religious aspect. He would be absolutely thrilled that this had come to pass in the way that he did.
And Peter Drucker hated Christianity, when you understand that, right? This was his goal. I mean, he wanted to destroy Christianity. And he was certainly sort of the mentor for people like so many of our current Christian leaders today. Among
exactly
Rick,
right.
Rick Warren, go right ahead.
Like Rick Warren, for instance. And you're exactly right. And so, you know, we look at this and you just have to say, well, you know, okay, I see it. I understand it. I don't like it. There's probably nothing I can do about it personally. So, you know, we just kind of go on down the road, do what we can. That's about all you can do, Dr. Stan. You know, you do what you can, and you don't worry about the rest.
But I think that basically, of course, through your ministry and my ministry, and there are a few dozen other ministries similar to ours that are pointing out the fact that this is a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. And I think we're having an impact. I certainly, Chuck Christmeyer is a wonderful individual. I heard in a series of sermons being given by Erwin Lutzer from the Moody Church back in Chicago. It almost is as if he was listening to my programs. Well, of course, he doesn't listen to my programs. I probably get a lot of my ideas from him. He's a brilliant individual, a dedicated individual. But more and more people know something's happening. And our job is to try to touch as many people as we can. And the reason I get to come on the air and talk about what's going on financially and historically and politically is because this is how you can get people to listen. But we always get back to the same recurrent theme. And that is, we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political battlefield. And hopefully, more and more people will be turning to the Lord. That's our job. And certainly, I know when Pat comes on, people listen to him. And eventually, it becomes very obvious he's coming from a Christian point of view. We got a lot of people listening who are not Christians, who reject everything we say. But they continue listening because there's something intriguing about it. And hopefully, you know, we're not going to convert them. God is going to change their view. And our job is simply to keep doing the best we can. And hopefully that God will honor what we're doing. We're going to be back in just a moment with Pat Wood to wrap up the program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd certainly appreciate your help and support, and you can help us by suddenly listening to our program and telling others about what we're doing and getting them listening. You can help us financially by certainly subscribing to the Radio Liberty newsletter or joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and getting our four best tapes or CDs of the month along with our newsletter. And then, of course, you can certainly help us by getting the tapes or the other items that we carry. We have four CD sets on almost any subject you might be interested in, videos, DVDs, all sorts of books, and we need to get the books, and that helps to finance us. And then, of course, if you certainly are concerned about your health, and you should be, because there's so many toxins that we come in contact with. Most people are deficient in magnesium and in selenium and vitamin D3 and in zinc and in so many of the other items, curcumin. You need these flavonoids to help you, antioxidants. And we carry them, and basically we take them ourselves. And almost everything we take, we carry other than Lonzevenix. You can get that from our good friend Bill Sardi, which is resveratrol, curcumin, vitamin D3 compound. But if you'd like a list of the various vitamins we carry and the minerals and the other compounds that you should be taking, and you should be laying in a good supply, because I really honestly believe with all my heart we're moving into cataclysmic times, and it could very well be that you're not going to be able to get these items. Certainly in one instant we could have an EMP attack and the world we live in would change and you would not have access to these things. Have a supply on hand. Far better off to have them, Sydney, a year too early than one day too late, because they're not going to be available. And if you'd like a list of the various vitamins and minerals we carry, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. Or if you'd like to get one of our catalogs, we'll send it to you. Just call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we carry the Berkey products. You should have extra Berkey filters. You should have a couple of Block Berkey water filters, because if there were to be a breakdown of the system, the one thing you need is water. And so you need a means of purifying water wherever you are. And then, of course, we carry the Miracle-Dew soap products. We have a line of spices. Oh, but why spices of all things? Well, because we've been using them for a long period of time, and they make food taste ever so much better, and everything we do helps to finance what we do, because it costs us thousands of dollars certainly every week before to pay for the ads, pardon me, to pay for our radio programs. But we do this because we're reaching large numbers of people all across America by the miracle of radio and of shortwave, and of internet, and of satellite. You can get a KU satellite receiver, and even by telephone, you can hear the 2-hour afternoon telephone program if you have unlimited minutes. And certainly, we suggest that you do this. A lot of people listen to our programs that way, but it's all an expensive proposition. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do invite you to go to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com, where you can watch our many of our DVDs posted there. You can listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day and certainly archived 24 hours a day. And then, of course, you can go through our newsletters that are posted there, and along with other things like Population Control Agenda Monograph, some of our other writings, certainly on the Georgia Guidestones, and certainly our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my treatise on population control, you need to get it. You need to understand it. If you haven't read a material on cancer, most of the treatments are do more harm than good. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, William Grigg, hopefully. And we're going to be talking about, well, I give him the option of talking about certainly whatever he'd like to talk about. William, first for many years, the senior editor of the New American Magazine. He was editor of the Republic Magazine for a time. And basically, of course, he writes extensively. You'll find him on Lou Rockwell. He writes the monthly Radio Liberty Network. We're pleased to have him do that. He does a good job. And basically, I need the time for other things at this point in my life. And so basically, William does a great, great job of certainly sharing his views with us. And it's always a pleasure having him with us here on Friday evening at this time as we explore the things that are taking place all across the world. And ladies and gentlemen, we're living probably one of the most exciting and dangerous times of your life. I really do believe there's a very real danger of an electromagnetic pulse attack. And what basically, of course, we know very well that suddenly everything has been done to effectively block any effort to protect us from an EMP attack. Congress voted unanimously in the year 2010, passed a resolution to immediately go after and solve the problem. And nothing was done. It was blocked. And everything has been done to block letting the American people know how dangerous this is, despite the fact there's a group of congressmen that repeatedly tried to get this information out. They can't get the information out. They can't get anything done. Certainly, we do know that certainly there are key people in Washington, D.C., trying to get the information out, and they are being effectively blocked. And the question is, why? Well, with us this evening, certainly on another subject, will be William Grigg. But I would simply point out that it's important that you understand that instantaneously, at any moment, if we were to have an EMP attack, the world you live in would cease to exist. William, thank you very much for being with us tonight. William, are you there? William Grigg, are you with us there? Oh, like, go right ahead.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Dr. Kim.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. There we are. Go right ahead. William, go right ahead. Can you hear me, William?
I can't hear you very well.
Well, you go right ahead, and we'll go from there.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you, Dr. Stan. We are, as you say, living in very perilous times. We're probably going to be getting much worse over the next couple of years. Irrespective of what happens with this exercise shut, because it's clear now, as a result of what we've seen just in the last couple of weeks, that we're living under a government that has unfiltered contempt for the people it supposedly serves. Very interesting in light of the so-called furlough, which describes non-essential people and its suspension of what's referred to as non-essential services. What it is that the people who rule is considered to be essential. There's been no surcease in terms of what the government does regarding the exercise of lethal force or the collection of revenue or the redistribution of wealth.
Well, William, we're having a problem with your line. I'm going to ask you to hang up, and I'm going to have my my producer call you right back because your information is so important. Hang up. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we'll be back in just a moment with William Grigg. But I want you to hear what he has to say.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best benefits you can buy.
The benefits, of course, dissipate very quickly, of course, with a shutdown. What's left, of course, is the failed fist of coercion. And whatever happens, whatever deal is struck, and I suspect that this is largely kabuki theater or the equivalent of a professional wrestling angle, I don't think there's really much interest on the part of Republicans in a principle posture on reducing the size and expense of government. Whatever happens as a result of this, I think that over the next couple of weeks, next month or so, we're going to see a dramatic escalation in the undisguised authoritarianism of the government dealing with the public. And in a way, it reminds me also of one of the favorite tactics used by the power elite in international affairs, that is sanctions against the civilian population in order to compel the political leadership of the targeted country to change its policy. And often this is done when you're talking about the Middle East in ways the target population is ruled by a subcontractor of Washington. That happened with Iraq after Saddam Hussein went off the reservation. It's going on with Iran right now. The logic is that you're going to inflict misery on a population in order to bring pressure to bear on the ruling to make its policies, bring its policies to performance of Washington. If it's doing something, or the administration regime is doing something, some of the domestic, we've not really seen a whole lot of genuine anguish in the country yet. But the fact that park rangers picketing, jogging in national parks, and once again, I'm just struck that in their arrogance, they're forcing businesses to shut down, people to evacuate their homes on lands that are claimed by the federal government. That strikes me as sort of a down payment on something that's going to get really ugly really soon. And so we've reached a point now where it's not inconceivable that we could see real hardship this winter, real misery this winter as a result of the posture of the government and the tactics which are being employed right now. This shouldn't surprise us. It shouldn't surprise us one bit, but it's something that we have to be prepared to face. And I think that whatever happens with the budget, whatever happens with the so-called compromise on Obamacare, we're dealing with the overture now to a time of real ugliness in our political culture. Listen to the rhetoric being used by the Democratic leadership, White House, and the media shields and flags who support them in describing the Republican leadership such as it is, the Party. You're hearing undisguised descriptions of these people who were opposing, mostly for the sake of theatrics, I believe, who are opposing Obamacare and who are playing brinksmanship on the budget. These people being described as insurrectionists, as neo-secessionists or neo-confederates. That's language that, to my ears, to my eyes, betokens the assumption that in the absence of immediate compromise, these are people who deserve to be subjugated by force.
William, I'm afraid we're having a problem. We're going to have to cancel this. We're having a problem with the board. We're afraid we're going to lose this. We're going to have to just, Dave, what will we do as far as the program? Can we just turn something on? Can we play something? What? William, go right ahead for the time being while we're deciding what we're going to do, okay?
I was going to say the way that the Democratic Party, the Obama administration, Democratic Party leadership are approaching this standoff significant because rhetorically, gone beyond routine political vilification, they're starting to refer to the opponents of Obamacare, the opponents of the budget compromise, as terrorists and wreckers, insurrectionists, and even traitors. That's something that the term traitor was used by Robert Reich, the former budget advisor to Bill Clinton, in his column today for alternate.com. So you're reaching a point now where there's more than a hint of Stalinism in there. Matt Davey from Rolling Stone magazine, who's otherwise a very sensitive person, had a piece today in which he openly fantasized about how Joseph Stalin would deal with Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and political obstruction as Tea Party representative, Tea Party caucus representative in the Senate. The brilliant writer, when analyzing Wall Street, said he's very much a fan of the left who believes that in the interest of validating the power of government is something very used. Sketched out a pretty convincing vision of how Joseph Stalin would act if Joseph Stalin was in Obama's position. And he said that he did this without moral judgment. This is how things would work. And the clear implication to me, as I read that essay, was that it might be good if Mr. Obama slipped down to his Stalinist heritage. That seems to be the point that Matt Tavey was making to Rolling Stone magazine, who were such severe and unreasonable enemies of government and power that the means Joseph Stalin would employ might be adapted to social circumstances and used to deal with the deep. So we're approaching a point in our political life as a nation now where there's no longer going to be any illusions about what it is that people running things in Washington really seek. They seek total power over not only the economy, but over our lives, through the healthcare system. And they're going to use whatever influence is very formidable, the influence they have, make our lives miserable. Because we have a government that doesn't recognize limits, not only on what it can provide to us, plunder and for redistribution of wealth, but what it can do to us when we oppose it. And this is something that we've been following for a number of years, Dr. Stan. Particularly since 2008, since the last big financial crisis. And we're due for another one of those, too. That's going to be quite jolly and pleasant, I think, with the long gestating financial crisis, the follow-up to the 2008 crash, comes to term and confronts this newborn catastrophe that's likely to make its appearance sometime before the end of this year or the next year. All this is going to precipitate some tremendous times of ugliness for our country. And so this is sort of a situation, I think, where we're going to see the fracture lines that have been hewn into our culture for decades or longer, where people have been hurt and arbitrarily find collective based on or religion. Regional identity, things of this sort, all these fracture points, and these fissures are going to broaden energetically by the people who are seeking total power. And I don't think that it's at all unreasonable or alarmist to suggest that within next year, year and a half, we're going to find this country literally coming apart at the seams in terms of probably primarily regional identity, but along these other lines of identity as well. So if my suspicions are correct and my instinct about this is justified, long before we would have another presidential election, we're likely to find some kind of a huge social, political, and economic upheaval for this country. And again, I wouldn't be surprised if this too sometime next couple of weeks, or at least see the building phase of this crisis for the next couple of weeks, for the end of the year. So I do think that that's something that we have to prepare for. We should have been prepared for it long ago. I think that most of us have done what we can to prepare within the compass of our own abilities, our own material ending. Had the ability to do so, we tried to make adequate preparations in terms of dissolving debt, trying to get ourselves hit financially, heard Dr. Stanton talk to him. CMT attack. We still have disaster. Fukushima. No attention right now.
William, we're going to have to let you go. We're having real problems here. Thanks very much for being with us. So we'll have to do it another time. God bless. Bye-bye.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where Pill I Formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
And we just had Dave call. Dave is calling from New York, and he asked a question about Sydney. Is Israel concerned at all about the danger of an EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack? Those of you who listen to our programs regularly know I am very concerned about it for America, and certainly I'm concerned about it for Israel. And of course, Cheryl's response was yes, over there. They've talked a great deal about the EMP attack and the threat, and I suspect that they've done everything they could to harden their facilities. The difference between Israel and the United States is the leaders of Israel want to survive. The leaders of America, for whatever reason, have not made any preparations that if there was an EMP attack, we would not survive. America would change literally instantaneously. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have Joe calling from New Jersey. Joe, do you have a... Now you can make a comment. Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to just make this comment. Who's to say, with this threat hanging over Israel's head from Lebanon with all these rockets, and who knows what they could send with those rockets, make biological warfare or whatever, who's to say Israel wouldn't level Lebanon?
All right. How would you respond to that, Cheryl?
Well, first of all, when Israel did fire back at Hezbollah some years ago, they were accused of firing into civilian territory and property and homes and hospitals and mosques. But, you know, this is where Hezbollah fights from. I just read today, every 10th building, no matter if it's a house, a hospital, or a mosque, about every 10th building has a launching pad, has something to do with firing against Israel. And how do you fight that? It's a new type of warfare. It's going into urban areas, and you can't just pull out the people you want. So this is where Israel gets in trouble and is accused of hurting women and children. And, yes, war is ugly, but they should not be firing from places where their own people, women and children get hurt from. But they don't care. They say these are martyrs for the cause. It's okay if they die.
And Joe, your comments are very real. War is hell. And basically, I believe that, and I believe that terrible things are going to happen over in that part of the world, probably much sooner than we think. All we can do is wait and see. Anything else you want to ask?
Okay, I'll just say this last particular thought. I had been treated for myself for me with this Jewish doctor, and he said to me this one time, because I was witnessing to him about Jesus Christ, and he said this to me. He says, Joey, he called me Joey. He said, Joey will never again ever allow ourselves to be marched to gas chambers so willingly. He says, if we have to, we have what's called the Samson effect. And we all know what Samson did in the, that arena where he took down the whole Philistines as well as himself. And he said, we'll take the world down with us, Joey.
Okay, well, but Joe, who knows? This is why we do what we do, trying to warn people, get them to do the best they can to protect themselves. We're moving into very difficult and dangerous times. God bless them. Thanks for calling. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Cheryl, how would you respond to what Joe was saying?
Yeah, but I'd like to mention that Netanyahu has been saying, now, wait a minute, this president of Iran, and it's not just the president, the Ayatollah, the Khomeini, Iran is saying that they are going to take out Israel, just like Hitler said. Hitler wrote a book, and he was going to bring down the Jewish people. Well, Iran's saying the same thing. That's why Netanyahu is not standing by and not going to let something happen. He has tried to get the world to understand this is a world problem, not just an Israel problem. Iran is not going to finish, and like I said, shake off their dust off their feet and say, okay, let's all have peace. No, they're against the world. But Israel has to take care of itself. They will not go to the gas chambers again. They will do what they can to fight. And that's how Netanyahu put it the past week.
And I think it's important that you understand the mentality and certainly the history and the fact that if we were faced with destruction, we would fight in America. Of course, unfortunately, the leaders of our country have an intense, in my opinion, intense hatred of Israel. They pay lip service, but look and see what they're doing. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We are financing Israel's enemies in Syria. I mean, basically, if the mercenaries that were funding in Syria were to take over there, they would end up, would have ended up with all the chemical weapons, and they would have certainly used them on the Israelis. Why would we be backing Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood in Syria? Why did we back Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood in Libya? And those of you who heard our programs last night, the gentleman from Libya suddenly talking about what happened there. And we did the same thing in Egypt. We initially backed the Muslim Brotherhood. Now we're fighting the Muslim Brotherhood. You have to understand, we fight with one hand, we help with the other, and everybody shakes their head. They can't figure out what's going on because it doesn't make sense. It makes a lot of sense. We'll be right back. Dr. Stan, I guess Cheryl Hancock. Cheryl, what's happening as far as the economy over there? Is still the tourists coming over in large numbers as they have in the past?
Well, yeah, they have had large numbers this year especially, and they are boasting about how many have been coming over. As a matter of fact, they're building more hotels. They're trying to bring the price down on the hotels to make it more affordable for the tourists. They're building new sites. They're making it really nice for the tourists. They're even wanting a heritage center, which will be by the Temple Mount. And this is making the Muslims a little bit nervous. But the Heritage Center will be a place where people can go and they can see the Temple Mount, they can see the Western Wall, they can see history, they can see how the Israel Jerusalem looked back 2,000 years ago. And so they're really making it nice for the tourists that are coming over.
Well, now, what's happening as far as the Temple Square is concerned, the Wailing Wall, and are the Jews still able to get to the Wailing Wall? Are they able to get up at all on the Temple Square to worship there where certainly once the Great Temple was? What's happening there as far as the relationship between the Israelis who want, of course, to honor their God on the Temple Square and the Palestinians who don't want them to come by there?
Yeah, well, you know, this is the most holy site of the Jewish people. It has been since Abraham's time. This is where Abraham was to take Isaac and have him sacrificed to God. Of course, God called that off. And this is the place where the temple was built. This is the place where the Jews were called to worship God on the Temple Mount. Now, when the Jews won the Temple Mount back in 1967, Moshe Dayan gave the keys to the Waqf, which was the Muslim leader who guarded the Temple Mount. Everyone now is saying he should have kept the keys, but the Jews are having a hard time getting up to the Temple Mount. He was only supposed to guard the Temple Mount. The Jews should be allowed to go up there and pray. The Christians, whoever wants to. Now, the Jews are going up there to pray, Dr. Stan. They're going up there to pray, but most of the time they're being stopped. First, the riots will start. The rocks will be thrown. Then the Israeli soldiers will come in, and they'll have to get the Jews off the Temple Mount so that there isn't bigger riots.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. We were just talking about Temple Mount. And, of course, when the Jews had taken the holy city, and basically, of course, they should have kept the title to the Temple Mount. because this is the most holy place in all of Israel. And instead of that, Moshe Dayan gave the right to the control of this to the Palestinians. Why would he have done that, ladies and gentlemen? So many things going on today don't make any sense if you're looking at it logically. But this has laid the foundation for the discord that exists today. Where today, of course, it's very difficult for the Jews to get up on the Holy Mount to actually to worship. And when they do, they're attacked by the Muslims, and then the police come in, and the troops come in, and it's just a constant source of certainly conflict. Why did Moshe Dayan do that? So much of what goes on doesn't make any sense. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question for Cheryl, who's going to be going back over there. You've been there, what is it, 14 years now? How long have you been over there?
That's correct, 14 years, over 14 years.
Over 14 years, and she's going back again this coming Tuesday. And, of course, we pray regularly for Cheryl and for her safety and for her provision, because, of course, we worry about her. Wish she weren't going over there, but this is where God is assigned her, and that's why she's going back. And we ask you to, in your prayers, just remember Cheryl Hancock. Cheryl, how can people get hold of you, get hold of your ministry if they'd like to support you? And again, our telephone number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But how can people get hold of you and if they'd like to help and support you?
Well, the best way is to email me, and that way that I get on the hold of directly. And the best way to do that is send an email to reportingfromisrael, all one word, at gmail.com. That's reportingfromisrael, all lower caps, one word, at gmail.com. And I will answer any questions that come my way. I also do updates, and if you want to be on the update list, you can also email me, and I can put you on that.
And, of course, Cheryl takes a great deal in the way of supplies and help and food and other things to the Palestinians over there, and has a ministry where she actually helps the Palestinians and helps people in need. And this is a part and parcel of why she's there and what she's doing. And thank goodness, Chris, she's been able to be there for a number of years, having an influence on the people there. How about some of your people that you've been working with? What happened to Smiley and some of the others that you've been working with?
Well, I've been, like we said, 14 years over there. I've been working with Palestinians for about 12 years, baptizing a lot of them, not because I push them to be baptized, but because they want to be baptized. Many Muslim people are tired of the violence over there. They're tired of sending their kids to the militias. They want jobs for the kids. They want out of that violent lifestyle. And they're afraid to say anything because the Palestinian Authority and the Hamas and Fatah, they will come against you if you leave Islam and you become a Christian. So the penalty for that is death. So they tell me, hey, will you take me and get me baptized? I can't tell anyone. Can you really take me and get me baptized? And when I get them baptized, they end up leading their families to the Lord, their friends to the Lord, their neighbors. It's amazing. So these people are coming to the Lord like crazy. That's why I can't abandon them. I take them food and clothing. I am a Christian, and that's why I do this. The Lord called me there to help the people. I thought I'd be helping the Jews, but, you know, these Muslims are coming to the Lord like crazy, and I'm not going to let them, you know, be by themselves while they're doing that. And I've got 10 people waiting to be baptized when I go back. So the work goes on. They give me information. I learn so much about Islam, about the Palestinian Authority. And I learn as I go, and I'm able to do my report. So it all goes hand in hand, and it was the Lord's plan.
And ladies and gentlemen, the Muslims, Palestinians who are turning to the Lord are risking their lives. They will be killed, and some of them have been killed, because they've become Christians. Do you believe enough in Jesus Christ that you'd be willing to risk your life and your family to become a Christian and to reiterate your belief in our Lord Jesus Christ? They do. But these are the things that the Christians in America, I don't understand. Certainly Christianity here is just a nice something we do. But over there, you have to risk your life and be willing to realize you may very well be killed or beaten if for converting to Christianity. Now, can any of the Palestinians who convert to Christianity get into Israel and live there permanently? That way they'd be safer?
Yes, yeah, some of them have gone into Israel and get permission to stay in Israel. And there's different reasons why they can do that, but they're not supposed to work in Israel. It's very interesting. But they're allowed to be safe. Now, one man, after I baptized him, I thought I lost this guy. I thought he went back into the world, and I didn't hear from him for a few months. And suddenly I ran into him in Jerusalem, and I said, "Wow, where were you? What happened?" He said, "Well, I went back home, and I decided I was going to tell the people around me about Jesus and that he's real and that he really loves us and that we can have peace in our hearts and we can have a good life with the Lord." And so he was so excited about the love of Christ that he was telling the people, and one night they came to him, and he heard his name being called. He opened up his window, and they began shooting at him. As they were shooting through the window, they hit him in the legs instead of the chest. And, you know, these are, first talking about stone buildings. They should have killed him. And he said to me, he says, "I am so blessed." He says, "Look, the Lord really protected me. I only have 3 bullet holes in my legs, and they didn't hit me. They didn't kill me." So he was in the hospital for those 3 months. And I didn't get to see him because he was in the hospital. So it's amazing to me. I said, "Did you move? Did you get away from there and get someplace safe?" He said, "Oh, no, no, they need Jesus. I can't leave them." And to me, it really challenged me in my walk with the Lord. What do I do, you know, when I'm being persecuted? Somebody's saying something bad about me. Do I leave or do I stay there and tell them about the love of Christ?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the real world that exists today, not the make-believe world we live here in America. But my real belief is that the make-believe world is going to end and very, very soon. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you'd like, of course, to get hold of Cheryl, if you don't remember a number, why you can always, or email, why you can always get in touch with us, and we'll put you in touch with her. But she's doing a wonderful job over there, and of course, touching the lives of the Palestinians and some of the Jews, but mostly the Palestinians who are looking for the Lord, and certainly, if it weren't for her efforts to go into the Palestinian community and work with the people, why, of course, and baptize them, they wouldn't have this opportunity to have the transforming experience. But my understanding, and I've heard this certainly from a number of sources, that is that Christianity is spreading. It's spreading in Iran. It's spreading in many of the places in the Muslim world, far more than certainly the average individual understands. What do you hear? Because you're certainly much closer to this than I am.
Yeah, it's true. It's spreading all over the Middle East. Many of the Muslims, like I said, are tired of living this lifestyle. And one man told me, actually, he was going to be he helped blow up a bus in Israel. He was going to be a leader in this organization, and he wanted to be a sheikh. And he said he was reading and learning how to be a sheikh. And he said, "You know what? I found out that my religion is both perverted and violent." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Well, first of all, Muhammad, our leader, took a girl at 6 years old and married her, and when she was 8 years old, he went into her." He said, "That is perversion. If anyone did it to my daughter, I would kill him." He said, "Second of all we hear in the mosque, even in Jerusalem, is violence, how to take and ravish the women after we kill the men and take over Jerusalem." He said, "I don't want my kids growing up like this. Will you please baptize me?" So I baptized him. And many, many people are like this. They are tired of the violence. They want their kids to have a life. They want out of it. Some of them are afraid because if they are caught, like the women, just one gal, she left Islam and she told her family. She was still living at home. Women are not allowed to live on their own unless they're married, and they stay with their families until they're married. So this gal became a believer, a Christian, and her family was supposed to kill her to put honor back in the family because her sisters could never marry if she lived in that family and without the honor back. So you know what the families are doing nowadays? Instead of killing the woman who become Christian, they're pouring hot oil in their faces to disfigure them. So that puts honor back in the family, and then the rest of the family is okay, and the other girls in the family can marry. This happened to that girl in Jerusalem. East Jerusalem. This girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the real world as it exists there, not the make-believe world we live in. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, of course, Israel is a seething cauldron. They're waiting for a conflict. Certainly, they're waiting for an attack from Hezbollah. They're waiting for an attack from Iran. Certainly, they do not know what the future is going to hold. Iraq is predominantly a Shia Muslim nation today. Unfortunately, of course, we've gone in there. The United States government has done away with the secular government there in Iran, and of course we've replaced it with government under Sharia law, and basically the people didn't want Sharia law, but that didn't matter. That was the policy. That is American foreign policy, is to instill Sharia law, and they're doing that in Libya. They're doing that in Tunisia. They did it initially in Egypt. Now they backed away. They're sort of backing both sides there, so they were going to do that. They were going to overthrow the secular government in Syria and the replacement with a radical Islamic government. And that's why they recruited almost 80,000 mercenaries from dozens of countries and financed them and trained them and armed them to go into Iran to overthrow the secular government and replace that with certainly a government under Sharia law. And all this talk about installing a government certainly under a democracy. If we really believe that, why don't we install a government under democracy in Saudi Arabia? No way, Jose, ladies and gentlemen. Everything is illusion and delusion. They're certainly not going to tell you what the real objective is. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Cheryl, do you have some sort of a place you can go in your home where you'll be safe in case there's an attack?
Yeah, because what we're looking at right now is chemical, biological warfare, as one of the callers put it. Yes, and in my house, there's a safe room. This room has a metal door and metal window. So it also has a glass window, okay? But in the case of biological warfare, I have to run in there and close the metal window, make sure no air is coming through that window, close the metal door, make sure no air is coming through there. I tape up any cracks in the door or the window. I have to put tape over any electrical socket, light socket, so that no air can come into that room. And then I have a gas mask. I have to measure out that room and know exactly how much square feet I have to, and know how much air I can use before I have to leave that room, before I run out of air. So I have all my supplies in this room, and I'm prepared if there is a chemical warfare. My neighbor downstairs, she's a believer and a Jewish lady, and we plan to be together. We have a radio, and we have all the things that we need. So that's if I'm at home. If I'm out somewhere, I have to find the nearest bomb shelter or safe room. So you always need to know where the bomb shelters are or the safe rooms. You have to be aware of these things, especially now. And you have to carry your gas mask with you when we're on high alert. In the car, wherever you're walking, you have to carry it with you. They have a shoulder harness on it. Completely prepared. That's what we need to be. Yeah. So thank God I have a room in my house.
How long, certainly, would your room be safe? Are we talking about a few hours, a few days, or what?
No, I believe the last time I did this, it was days that I had. So the gas mask lasts a while, and then the air will last some days, because it depends on how big the room is. The smaller the room, the less air you're going to have in it. Yeah. And my room's pretty small.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And is most of the Jewish people doing exactly what you're doing, or are they planning on getting into a bomb shelter?
Well, many of the newer homes have a safe room in it. And then the apartment buildings, a lot of the apartment buildings that are a little bit older, have a safe room for everyone in the building. So everybody runs down to the bomb shelter or the safe room. And then there's bomb shelters outside in certain areas of the country. And they don't have bomb shelters everywhere yet. And they're thinking about doing that because these rockets that you've been talking about, they can reach Tel Aviv, as you said. And they're saying there are rockets that can reach Jerusalem. And they've never had that problem before, where they had to worry about rockets coming so close to the population centers like that, big population.
But basically, Krishna, would they actually, Hezbollah actually fire rockets at Jerusalem? This is their holy city, and there are a lot of Sunni Muslims who live in this segment of the city itself, or could they simply hit the areas, the outside the temple walls? Well, what is the scenario they're anticipating?
Well, first of all, many of the Palestinians are Sunni Muslims. Hezbollah is Shiite. They don't care about the Sunni Muslims. Second of all, if there are Shiites, then those people will become martyrs for the cause. So to lose just a few thousand of people to kill a bunch of Jews, it's okay because they're going to be martyrs anyway. And, you know, that way they get to go to heaven and have 72 virgins.
So they're really not worried then by killing the Sunni Muslims. It's only the Shia Muslims they'd be concerned about.
Right, right. They don't care. Right now, it's the war between the Shiites and the Sunnis. It's okay to kill the Sunnis. That's who's fighting in Syria, the Sunnis against the Shiites. And is, you know, there's millions of them that have been killed, or hundreds of thousands of them. I don't even know what the number is anymore. But the Assad's regime is Shiite, and they're killing all the Sunnis that are in the country in Syria. So, yeah, it's okay right now to kill the Sunnis. Yeah. And that's your Palestinians. Many of the Palestinians are Sunnis.
Well, it's just such an unstable area over there. Are you concerned at all about going back? Certainly you're going to be there, because we're moving, I believe, probably within the next couple of months into a crisis situation. Now, I could be entirely wrong. It's just, you know, we've been watching these things for a long period of time. But as I look and see the things that are taking place all across the Middle East, the Near East, certainly, and throughout the world, I just have an uneasy feeling that we're moving into a difficult situation. Why are you going back at this time? You could stay here in the United States and carry on your missionary work.
Yeah, but I always believe that the safest place to be is in the will of the Lord. And he has me called to go to Israel, and that's where I belong. My time is up here. I just finished up almost a four-month speaking tour, and I'm ready to go back and continue my work in Israel. If I felt the Lord was leading me back to America, that would be perfectly fine. But right now, I feel like I need to go back. And I feel like you do. I believe that something's going to happen soon, sooner than later. And I just need to be prepared and do my best. And as long as I do that, then I'm safe in his will. If I go home to be with him, I've done my job, and it's time to rest.
And
okay.
Why don't you get your telephone number or your email out one more time?
My email address is reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. It's all one word, small case, reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. If you don't get that, you can always get it from us. We're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. We hope that you've have enjoyed it. From theosophy to reporting from Israel and it's before the war comes, but the war is coming, ladies and gentlemen, I'm firmly convinced.
Let us all be grateful for a land.
Well, Sharon, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program, and then we'll let you go, and then we'll look forward to seeing you on the weekend.
Okay, yeah, I look forward to that, too. But I want to say something that has recently come out. The Knesset has decided they want a cashless society. The Knesset is the government in Israel, and they want to have a cashless society. That means taking the shekels away from the people and giving everyone cash cards. And these cash cards is how you will do your business instead of cash. Israel is where things started, and Israel is starting things now. We know that in the Bible, a lot of the prophecies have been fulfilled. And we're seeing more being fulfilled. As we look at these things coming to pass, yes, it's kind of a scary time, but not really. If you believe in the Lord and if you put your trust and your faith in the Lord, we know we're going to be home with him, and that's okay. So I'm not afraid. I'm looking at this stuff with excitement, and I thank God that I can be here during these last days on this earth and do my part and bring people into the kingdom.
Well, we live in exciting times. We live in exciting times to know the Lord. And basically, if I didn't know the Lord, I'd be scared to death. Mm-hmm. But I know that you know him, and my family knows him. And so basically, because we feel at peace with the world, we can't change it. Our job is to utilize the voice that he's given us. And of course, this program is heard all over the world, certainly by all sorts of different channels. And so what a unique opportunity for you to have your ministry, for us to have our ministry. and for us to give you a voice so that your message can get out all across the world. Cheryl, God bless you. May the Lord be with you. We'll look forward to seeing you over this weekend before you go back, and many thanks for being with us tonight.
Okay, and thank you for your part, too, and I look forward to seeing you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed the program with Cheryl this evening. And basically, of course, she is going back over to Israel because she feels this is where the Lord's put her at this time. She knows it's dangerous, but as she says, you know, the Lord will be with me, and if I go home, that's just His will. And I have to believe that, just as I have to believe that for myself and my family. And I hope you do as well, because we're involved in a spiritual battle, and if we don't have the Lord's support, none of us are going to get through the very difficult times that I believe are coming, and coming very, very soon. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you'd like, of course, to join the Radio Liberty family and help us do what we do 5 hours a day, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-888-24-LIBERTY. I'm sorry, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 is the number you'd call to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And basically, you can certainly subscribe to our newsletter or get our four best CDs or tapes of the month. Certainly, you can get the various items that we carry, the four CD sets we have on all sorts of things, whether it be the danger of an EMP attack, or certainly on Vietnam, or the secret government, or the secret societies. And go up on our webpage of RadioLiberty.com and look at all the things we have. One thing, of course, that we recommend is that you lay in a supply of health products, because you need to have them on hand. Certainly, if something were to come up, you would not have access to them. But certainly, most people are deficient in magnesium, and certainly in vitamin D3, and selenium and curcumin. We carry antibiotics, something you take to have on hand in case you start to come down with a bug. And certainly, we actually carry all sorts of things like prostate support and immune support. Prostate support's for men, certainly over 55, 60 years of age. And certainly immune support is a mushroom compound that has been found certainly to boost the immune system. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You can actually pull them down off of our webpage. Or you can get them from a catalog, or just call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927, and ask for a list of the products we carry. If you don't have your big Berkey, you need a water filter, because you can get by without food, but you can't get by without water. And you ought to have extra filters on hand, a good supply of them, because if we do get into a problem, you don't know how long it'll be before the things let up. And basically, of course, you want to make all your preparations now, and then hope and pray you never have to use them. But I'm very, very concerned that we're moving into very, very difficult times. I really believe, of course, that what's going on over in Israel and certainly the potential of an Israel attack on Iran could very well result in an EMP attack on America. And the fact that we know there's a danger, the fact that some people I've talked to back in Washington, D.C., are frightened to death, and these are key people back there. They're making preparations for themselves and their families, and yet every effort has been made to block anything being done to protect this country. You have to ask why. You need to get the 4-CD set we have on the threat of an EMP attack, interviews with Ambassador Henry Cooper, Michael Maloof, Peter Pry, and another gentleman. Basically, you need to certainly get our talk. It's a DVD by Ambassador Henry Cooper on the threat of an EMP attack, the book we carry, certainly A Nation Forsaken.